Hello and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. I'm your host, Lauren Joyce, and today I want to talk about honoring the seasons and cycles of your life, and more importantly, what has probably happened for you over the last few years and why you might feel like you keep stalling out right now. So, if you did not catch the last few episodes that I've done around the death and rebirth process, definitely go check those out because in the first one, I talked about one of the biggest mistakes that I made over the last year, especially, that led to my lowest year in business. And this is in a very similar vein. So, on the path of the feminine, we are constantly going through death and rebirths. We are constantly evolving. We are constantly wanting more, growing. And in between periods of growth, there needs to be integration. There needs to be shedding. There needs to be spaciousness and often rest. Rest. If we look at Mother Nature, we see the four. Excuse me, the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. Without winter, there would be no spring, right? Without fall, there is no spring. Like the leaves on the trees fall off onto the ground, and then during winter, they decompose to become food for the spring and for summer. And so it's in periods of rest, it's in periods of death, it's in periods of the underworld that we get to things decompose, where we get to alchemize things in order to step into our fullest expression, right? And the next evolution. And again, looking over the last 4 years, I do not know a powerful, successful, high-achieving woman who has not gone through massive death and rebirth, massive underworld journey, massive dark night of the soul. And yet, what so many of us have done is because those periods may have been more prolonged than in the past. I know they were for me, or this period was for me. The contraction was fucking real. And I made it mean so many things about myself and my power. I made it warp my sense of self, right? Or I allowed it to warp my sense of self. And so the stories and the beliefs that are created during the death, during the shedding, during the underworld, oftentimes are really unnecessary. And they're just our brains trying to keep us safe and trying to make meaning. And what I see happening for so many women, especially here in the magnetic woman community, is you feel like you're in a slingshot, right? And that you're kind of at that pause point before it's letting go and you're catapulting forward. And I was on a walk today and I was quite frankly filled with so much rage and anger, which, as a manifestor in human design, that is always an indication for me and tends to be a point of catalyzing something. And it came up because yesterday I posted a video on TikTok about if you're in a relationship and you feel quote unquote loved but not liked, then you're correct partly. That sense that you are like that the person that you're with doesn't like you as a person is true. That's your intuition, and chances are they also don't love you. They just love what you're doing for them. And I'm speaking very specifically to women in heterosexual relationships. That dynamic tends to be very prevalent in male-female relationships. And a woman commented on it and was just like, "This is how my marriage is, blah, blah, blah. I'll leave someday." And obviously, I was filled with so much compassion for her, and it just enraged me because I was like, I am not here for myself and my life for a someday mentality. And I am not here for the women who want to live in the someday mentality. So there's a difference between wanting to be in a different space, but not truly having the capacity for it. and wanting to be in a different space, but the stories and beliefs and even old identities are holding you back. So, for example, in my life over the last 6 months, of course, I've wanted to be in a different space. Like, I ended my relationship and I knew I'm like, this is like me taking a stand for myself, me standing in my power. And of course, I wanted, like multiple six figures to come in the next week. I wanted to like be living in my next evolution of my body of work. I wanted it and I thought I was ready for it, but I wasn't because I had to empty. I had to recalibrate my nervous system. So once I, and I will say this, while that was happening, I knew I could tell the difference of like, this is my mind wanting that. Like, of course I want it and it's inevitable that it's going to happen, but it's my mind putting a time constraint on it. And this is where sisterhood came in so deeply for me. I would reach out to one of my best friends and I'd be like, I'm cranky and frustrated and feeling impatient because I ended my relationship like a month ago and I'm not where I want to be, right? And she's like, I totally get it. I hear you. I'm witnessing you. And like, let yourself feel all the things. And so I wanted to be in a different space. I wanted to be, bringing forth my body of work that I knew was like right there on the tip of my tongue, but I didn't have the space for it. And now, so then I went through a period probably in the last month where I was really looking at what are the stories and beliefs that were cre that I assigned to the contraction that I've been in over the last few years, that I've assigned to like the valley of the light of what's been happening in my life. And I had to rework those. And I did that through sacred feminine ritual and identity work. And then now I'm just like, I am not available to live from a space of someday I'll get what I want. Now, am I surrendered to the goddess's timeline and the even better? Yes. But I also am like standing firm in the fact that I'm a motherfucking powerful creatrix. And those are the women that I want to be working with, right? Those are the women that the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy is designed for. Now, it's also designed for the women who are like, I am in an era of not truly ready to go for it, but you also don't want to be attaching unnecessary beliefs or stories to the season that you're in. Because Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy is the premier modern mystery school of feminine power and leadership. Like, it is the only thing like it in the world. And what it is, the curriculum is designed to do is lock you in to practices, tools, identity work, so that you can ride all of the waves of your life. You can use these identities and rituals to catapult yourself in quantum leap right now. And you can use these identities and principles to move through the underworld and alchemize the things that you're meant to alchemize without attaching unnecessary beliefs and stories that are going to hold you back and keep you spinning for longer than you need to. And it's really interesting because yesterday, this episode is kind of becoming like a mix of things, but they're all deeply related. Yesterday, I went to hot yoga. And I've just gotten back into it. I wanted to go a few times before I leave for a trip coming up. And the class was really intense. It was super hot, super sweaty, like really fast paced. And we get to the hip openers and I just start crying. And we move into Shavasana and I'm just bawling. And the goddess came to me in that moment. And she said, and this is a message I've received from her in the past as well, was it truly was enough the moment I called you? And as women in the patriarchy, we live with this conditioning that we are inherently not enough because we're women inside of a system that tells us women are worthless. Women are subhuman. Women aren't worthy, right? So the worthiness wound is learned and conditioned. It's not innate. It's not natural, okay? But because we're women in the patriarchy, the majority of us have a worthiness wound and a not enoughness wound. And so for high achieving women, one of the traps I see so many of us falling into, myself included, is feeling like either what we're doing, what we know, or how we are is not enough. So this leads to overworking, overfunctioning, over consumption, right? So like you're consuming so much information because you think you don't know enough or you don't like have enough information. We burn out, we overgive, we people please. And probably about a month ago, I was in a ritual and I was doing breath work and I just started crying and I kept hearing myself say, like, when will it be enough? And the goddess came in and I heard her say, it was enough the moment I called you. And I just want to let that land for you. It was enough the moment you were called. And we can extrapolate that out to be, it was enough the moment you were called to do this work. It was enough the moment you were called in terms of a desire came forth. It was enough the moment you decided you wanted to do something or have something. So, like that call means inherently, like you as you are is enough. And the nuance, because also I'm going to make this very clear, the magnetic woman community is for women that can hold duality and nuance. Okay. So for me, I was called to the path of the feminine, the priestess path, a decade ago. That call was enough. Like the fact that I was called means it's enough. And there was training, tools, things that I needed to learn to support me on that path. But I didn't need to get certifications in order to be worthy of being on this path of fulfilling this desire. I didn't need to invest in personal development to make myself worthy. I was worthy the moment I was called to do this work. And being called to, like, and then doing this work, these things support me, right? And so it's, to me, all of this stuff ties into obviously what I'm teaching in the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy, because to me, this container is the culmination of a decade of learning, 12 certifications that I have, embodiment, running and operating a global company, teaching this to women. Like, this is the culmination, and this curriculum, quite frankly, I think every single woman on the planet needs. And it is going to help you truly live from your feminine. And the feminine is both the queen of the underworld and the potent, powerful creatrix. The feminine is instantly magnetic, like manifesting instantly, quantum leaping from pleasure and peace, and navigating the death, the grief, the shedding. You know, there's a saying that you can only go into your light as much as you can go into your darkness. And this container will allow you to experience the full range and spectrum of your feminine and feminine power. So, The you can join us at the magneticwoman.com/academy. Early bird pricing is still going on until the 30th. There's two options. There's the mastermind option, which is super high touch and super deep, because basically I'm walking you and 11 other women through this day in and day out. Plus, we have a 3-day retreat in Rome in the middle of September. Or you can purchase the digital course. So this round of the digital course, it'll be dripped out in parallel to the mastermind, right? So like I'll be creating the modules and they'll be dripping out for the mastermind and the digital course at the same time. The digital course option gets you two group Q&A calls over the 6 months, and this is the only time I'm doing live Q&A calls for the digital course. After this round of selling, or after this enrollment period, once the doors close, the price for the digital course is going to go up by over $1,000. So now is the best time to get your booties in here. And what I want to leave you with is kind of, it is a sort of truth. It's time to get really fucking honest with yourself, because the wobble, the spinning, the stalling is coming from not being truly honest with yourself. And if you're in a period of being in the underworld, surrender the fuck to it. Allow yourself to be there. Know that your desires are inevitable. Still join up for Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy. But take the pressure off needing to quantum leap right now. Take the pressure off of needing to create right now. And if you're in a period of creation, put your big girl panties on and realize that you are a potent and powerful creator. You are not a victim to life. You are not responding to life. Things are not happening to you. And it's time for you to have the mental and emotional discipline and rigor to be the woman who creates what she wants to create, right? Like, let's get off of the merry-go-round. Let's get off of the spinning, right? If you're in a period of the underworld, be in the period of the underworld and just know that's where you are. If you're in a period of creation, reclaim your power to create. And of course, both options will be supported in the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy, because you are constantly going through both phases in different areas of your life. So in your business and work, you might be in a period of creation, and in your relationship life, you might be in a period of death and destruction, or vice versa. So the tools and curriculum in this container are here to support you as a whole woman all of the time. All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, and I'll see you soon.